Welcome to Meditations with Jonah. It's been a while. Have you been meditating? I have not. I have been able to calm myself by lying down and not looking at any devices. The rain has helped lately. It's funny how you hate the rain when it's every day, or most people hate the rain when it's every day. And then when it's gone for 6 weeks, when it comes back, you sleep better. Everything gets a little cleaner. And then, of course, everything gets wet outside, so not always good if you have a backyard and you have to keep things dry, but breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. I fell off a stool last night while I was teaching. And no, I wasn't drunk or high. I don't drink or get high before I teach. I find that's the best way to teach. But I fell off a stool. It was an old wooden stool with what must have been aluminum feet at the bottom of it to support it. The teacher whose room I teach in, the morning teacher who's been teaching there for over 25 years, who's now almost 80, her name is Carol. Very nice lady. I know she uses the stool regularly, and I don't always use the stool, but last night I did. I was tired, I just used the stool, and I was sitting there reading to the class, and I fell off the stool. The stool collapsed. Really, it just teetered and then fell over because it didn't exactly break into pieces. Just the bottom, one of the four bottom feet, came unattached. The metal gave way. And I was on the ground and the students gasped. They couldn't believe it. If I'd been teaching high school, they would have been laughing hysterically. And it was funny, to be honest. I mean, how often is someone who's just sitting on a stool suddenly on the ground, unless they're drunk? But there I was on the ground. After the very brief feeling of embarrassment, I made a joke of it, explained I was okay. And we moved on. Later that night, I emailed the teacher, Carol, who's almost 80, and I said, "You won't believe what happened today. I was sitting on your stool, one of the feet gave way, and suddenly I was on the ground. It was quite a surprise. Don't worry, I'm fine. I just wanted you to know your stool is no longer in use. I left it in the room for you to see what happened to the bottom of it." She wrote back, "I'm almost 80. It would not have been good had I been on that stool. I hope you're okay. Just bruised? ? It made me think for a minute about objects. I was just talking earlier that day with a friend of mine who had repurposed or given away or brought to the dump hundreds of items from his grandparents' house and small farm in Northern California. His grandparents, who had lived there for over 50 years, whose grandmother passed away a few years ago, and whose grandfather is 94 and can no longer live in the house. So Ryan went on Craigslist and announced, "Here are all these free items, come and get them," with pictures, of course, and people did. He said over 50 people, over 50 different groups of people. And all of those old objects, furniture, farm tools, supplies, they found a home, or they've been brought to the dump. Most found a home. And he talked about so many people, preservationists and people who love to repurpose items, whether for art's sake or for utilitarian sake, reusing old items instead of buying things. And here's this 35-year-old wooden stool. Been in that room probably since I was 5 years old. And it gave way with me on top of it last night. It called it quits. It retired. I guess you could say it retired. And I wonder, and we're reading a story in our class about a man who's about to retire, who has vision problems and needs cataract surgery, and who works on a farm. So it's all full circle. It all comes together. Raphael gets his cataract surgery and spends one more year working, and now he can see perfectly and feels better. Carol is teaching in the morning, almost 80. She may retire soon. I may look to move into her slot. It's the same level that I teach, or slightly above, which would be nice. And it's in the mornings, which would fit better after next year with the family schedule. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Well, you've done it. You've reached the end of another. How long has this been? 8 minutes, 7 minutes, meditating with Jonah. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Until next time, keep breathing.